Many people lose their lives from many different events. But could you ever imagine going to school and first thing in the morning, not knowing that you will ever see another day? Mothers and fathers hoping to see their sons and daughters at the end of the day, thinking it was just a dream. But in reality, they're not there. April 21st, 2016, Amy Joyner Francis, who was a 16-year-old, was assaulted and killed in a school bathroom at Howard High School of Technology in Wilmington, Delaware. My name is Desiree, and I'm a 12th grader here at Mount Pleasant. And the death of Amy made me feel, I would say, kind of frustrated and unsafe. Now, here are some of my classmates in a few words they want to say.
My name is Taryn Calcet. I go to Mount Pleasant High School, and I'm 16.
My name is Donovan Barclay. I'm a student at Mount Pleasant.
Shemira Rumbawa.
Jared Munoz.
My name is Amaya, student at Mount Pleasant. I'm in ninth grade, and I'm here to talk about the incident at Howard and regarding Amy and Anita.
My brother knows her mother. She works at her job. Well, his job.
I didn't know her, like, we was, like, close or nothing. Like, I never talked to her. But I seen her around, but I know her cousins and them because they go here.
I heard about it at school.
I first heard about it, I was in class, and my friend told me about it, and it just caught me off guard.
I believe I was on my way to second period and walking with a friend, and she told me about it.
It was going around in school. I didn't really know that I knew her until, like, after the fact, but everybody was talking about it.
I actually didn't believe it at first because school is a place where you should be safe, not worry about losing your life. I just thought it was, like, a bad fight at Howard.
It actually made me feel kind of, like, worried, but it kind of made me motivated because it just motivated me to do the right thing, like, stay out the streets, stay out of drama, and just, you feel me, focus on my goals, myself, and my dreams, and don't worry about no else.
That made me feel like, can a high school really be that bad for teenagers to kill another student? Like, that's, I don't even think it's safe no more. And I thought Howard was a good school, so I never would think anything would happen like that, and it just happened in one day, so.
It kind of made me feel like I was, like, disgusted because it's like a slap in the face to our generation knowing that kids our age are killing other kids our age.
Well, it was sad. It was the fact that, like, it really happened in school. Like, they really did something like that inside of a school building. You never know. Like, it could have been one of us. Like, somebody could have got mad and came to school and it could have happened. You never know who it could have been.
It made me really angry because she didn't have to lose her life. She was so young. And that she's never coming back. She's never going to get that back. And over something so foolish that she had to die for. We're supposed to be sticking together as students, not bringing each other down, let alone killing each other. It's just, it doesn't make any sense.
Not right now, it's just like pointless drama that your friends can get into and get you involved with.
I mean, there's bullying no matter what school you go to. I don't really see it here at Mount. I know it might happen, but I don't see it. At the school I went to before this, there was a lot of bullying, a lot of being mean to each other, but it never happened to me, so I didn't really get involved with it.
It's like high school, like, bathroom fights. I witnessed that before. But, like, it wasn't intentional. Like, I wasn't, you feel me? I was just there, and they just happened to be there, and it just happened. I left. I don't got time for that. I left.
Don't get involved in stuff like that. Just stay. Don't put yourself in that situation.
Well, it just puts it out there that it shouldn't happen. Like, fights should just not happen to the point where you're trying to actually kill that person.
Social media really has played a big role. You've seen, like, the videos and screenshots and stuff.
Social media part makes it even worse. The fact that somebody's showing people the video and people actually want to see it. I don't understand why people want to see, like, a girl die.
And I think with the whole Amy thing, they took that out of proportion on social media. Because somebody got the fight of the video, and they put, like, a screenshot of the fight. And I was just like, that's not cool. Like, that's not funny either. Then people were saying, I wish she'd have died, something like, that's not cool at all.
I say this a lot to all the girls that was arguing. It's 2016. It's pointless. I mean, what is there? Like, what is, like, over... Well, I heard it was over a boy, which was... It's not an acceptable reason to be even debating over. But, yeah, it's 2016. Like, just move on. It wasn't worth it. Now these girls, like, their lives is going.
Is it really necessary to start a fight over something like that? Just think about what you do before you do it, because now someone's lost their life. And I don't think you intended for that to happen, but it did, and look where you are now. So just think before you do something.
It wasn't worth it. None of it was. The boy, the anger, wasn't worth it.
I just want to send my condolences to Amy's family and friends, and wish them the best of luck dealing with her death. It was very unfortunate, and I hope you guys can get through it and be strong. And just know that Delaware, we're all of Delaware is here for you, and especially the students.
Rest in peace, Amy.